Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, How to Cook Everything the Basics by Mark Bittman is a beginner-focused, skills-forward cookbook designed to teach home cooking through clear instruction and heavy visual guidance. Positioned as an entry point to the broader How to Cook Everything approach, it emphasizes practical technique over culinary showmanship, helping readers learn how to work confidently in the kitchen. The book organizes learning around a core set of building block recipes and foundational methods, supported by extensive step-by-step photography that demonstrates what key stages should look like as you cook. Beyond recipes, it addresses the questions new cooks routinely face, such as what tools matter, how to stock a workable pantry, how to choose ingredients, and how to judge doughness. Bittman's tone is straightforward and encouraging, aiming to remove anxiety and replace it with repeatable routines. The result functions both as a teaching manual and as a reference readers can return to as they expand from basic meals into broader improvisation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a visual. Technique first way to learn cooking. A defining feature of the book is that it teaches cooking as a set of observable skills rather than a collection of mysterious outcomes. The extensive photography is not decorative. It is used to show what actions and intermediate stages look like, so beginners can compare their own progress and course correct. This reduces the most common early frustration in home cooking. Written directions can be followed perfectly and still feel ambiguous if you do not know what the food should look like at each point. By pairing step-by-step visuals with plain language instructions, the book makes techniques like chopping, mixing, searing, roasting, and simmering feel measurable and repeatable. It also encourages learning by doing instead of memorizing rules. Readers practice core moves across different recipes, building competence through repetition. This method supports confidence because it shifts attention from perfection to process. Even for more experienced cooks, the visual reminders can act as a quick reference for timing cues, texture changes, and the small details that separate an acceptable result from a reliably good one. Secondly, building block recipes that create range, not just one meal, rather than overwhelming beginners with countless variations. The book focuses on a curated set of foundational recipes meant to function as multi-purpose templates. These building blocks are chosen to teach broadly useful skills and to produce meals people actually want to eat, spanning categories such as salads, soups, vegetables, grains, poultry, meat, fish, and desserts. The educational value comes from how each recipe reinforces transferable ideas, how heat changes proteins, how vegetables behave when roasted versus sautéed, how seasoning is layered, and how simple sauces and dressings can transform basic ingredients. Many recipes include practical variation ideas that nudge readers to experiment once they can execute the standard version. This approach helps new cooks escape the trap of relying on rigid instructions for every meal. Over time, a reader who learns a handful of dependable methods can mix and match them, turning pantry staples and market finds into flexible meals. The book therefore acts as a structured pathway from strict recipe dependence to kitchen independence. Thirdly, kitchen basics tools, pantry and ingredient know-how. The book explicitly addresses the non-glamorous but crucial foundations that determine whether cooking at home feels manageable. It covers the idea that a functional kitchen does not require a huge shopping spree, but it does benefit from a few reliable pieces of equipment and a sensible set of pantry staples. For beginners, guidance on what to buy and why can prevent common missteps, such as accumulating single-purpose gadgets while lacking essentials. It also helps readers understand ingredient selection, including what to look for when buying produce and other everyday items, so that the starting materials support good results. By treating pantry and equipment decisions as part of cooking skill, the book reduces friction. Meals become easier to start when the basics are already in place. This foundation also supports consistency, because a cook who understands ingredients and tools can repeat results and troubleshoot problems. In practice, these sections function like an orientation to the kitchen, giving newcomers a realistic setup that makes the recipes more accessible and reduces the intimidation factor of cooking from scratch. Fourthly, doneness, timing, and the sensory cues beginners need. New cooks often struggle less with steps and more with judgment. When is the chicken done? How thick should the batter be? What does properly cooked rice look like? Or how far should onions be browned? The book tackles this gap by emphasizing cues that can be seen and understood, not just time estimates. Timing varies with equipment, pan size, ingredient temperature, and heat level, so relying only on minutes can set beginners up for failure. By pairing instruction with visual benchmarks and practical commentary, the book helps readers learn to use sight, smell, texture, and sound to assess progress. This focus builds the ability to troubleshoot in real time, such as adjusting heat, adding moisture, or letting food rest. Learning these cues is also what turns cooking into a repeatable skill, instead of a series of hopeful guesses. The result is greater reliability, because readers learn the difference between following a recipe mechanically and actively managing the cooking process, which is essential for everyday home cooking. Lastly, a broad, everyday recipe mixed with an unfussy teaching voice. The book aims to make home cooking feel normal and achievable, so the recipe selection leans toward familiar, useful dishes across the day, from simple breakfasts through desserts. The range is important because it reflects how people actually learn. Practicing only one category can leave gaps in basic competency. By moving across salads, soups, proteins, sides, and sweets, readers pick up different techniques and kitchen rhythms, such as prep sequencing, cooking multiple components, and using leftovers wisely. Bittman's style is notably direct and casual, avoiding overly technical language while still explaining what matters. That tone helps beginners stay engaged and reduces the fear of making mistakes. Practical tips and variations encourage creativity without demanding advanced expertise. Even when a reader does not love every single dish, the educational structure means each recipe can still teach something valuable about method, flavor building, or workflow. In effect, the book functions as a patient instructor. It offers breadth, repetition, and realistic expectations, which are key ingredients for lasting cooking confidence. In conclusion, How to Cook: Everything the Basics is best suited to people who want to learn to cook in a hands-on, low-intimidation way. Complete beginners, students setting up their first kitchen, newly independent adults, and anyone restarting home cooking after years of takeout will benefit most, because the book does not assume prior knowledge. It also works well for competent cooks who feel self-taught and inconsistent, since its focus on technique, doneness cues, and basic setup can tighten fundamentals and improve reliability. The practical benefits are immediate: readers learn core knife and stove skills, get a clearer sense of what food should look like at key stages, and build a small repertoire of meals that can expand through simple variations. What makes it stand out among beginner cookbooks is the combination of structured teaching and dense photographic guidance, which provides reassurance that written instructions alone often cannot. Compared with general encyclopedic cookbooks or more aspirational food media, it prioritizes repeatable, everyday success. As a result, it serves as both a first cookbook and a long-term reference, helping readers move from anxiety to confidence and from recipe following to genuine kitchen fluency. If you would like to support Mark Bittman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.